frequencies way down at the bottom of the spectrum. Apparently it travels through water a lot better than the higher frequencies do. You know, like real low frequencies, 100 kilohertz, thereabouts. There's an amateur band down there too, the 2200 meter band in the submarine part of the spectrum, way down low in the spectrum.
Yeah, well, if they used that, I think they could have saved Big Bad John.
Well, at least he held those pillars up, and all the rest of them got away. Oh, boy. Low down. Yeah, we've got, 2.1 kilohertz of spectrum down that way. 135.7 kilohertz to 137.8 kilohertz, the 2200 meter band. Can you imagine an antenna for that band?
Yes, I have. I've seen them on YouTube. They travel miles on a piece of wire, almost close to the ground, with huge transmitters to be able to have the ability to talk to their submarine.
Ah, precisely. Radio waves that low in frequency travel through water, but up on these frequencies, 2 meters and upper HF spectrum does not travel well through water. Through air maybe, but water not so much. So that's the way she goes. And also underground, like in tunnels and mines and places like that. Yeah, so let's see. The station going to Japan, well, if he can't get on the radio, he can always sock back some sake, which I believe is a rice wine.
Rice whiskey. We're going to get out of here, Rox. I'll catch you in the morning, buddy. You take care.
Yes. As they say in Japan, sayonara. I believe that's goodbye in Japanese.
Yeah, it's compared to totally different to mushy mushy 7-3.
Yep, see what tomorrow brings. Should get interesting. Field day. Might be some different kind of activity on all those other frequencies. Or maybe here on 2 meters, too. I'll be monitoring the national simplex frequency and various other places and see what they're saying and say what they're seeing.
7-3.
Rox talks in the radio dialogue box.
Yeah, VA7YUU. Yeah, the idea of that's interesting. I think I'll do that, actually. Is if I can't transmit in Japan, I think I'll try to visit a ham radio club or something. I found something interesting online, the Tokyo International Amateur Radio Association. And apparently they hold meetings in English.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah, English is very popular there. A lot of people are quite keen on learning it if they don't know it already. Yeah, it depends on where you're going, to a rural area or the city. There's a few major cities there. Of course, Tokyo being the big one, but there are others. And prefectures, I think they call them, what the country is divided up into. The such-and-such prefecture, and various other islands. Yeah, could be interesting. Definitely let us know what you find out there.
Yeah, John gave you a great idea, man. You'd be a rock star. What a great ambassador.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm mostly going to be spending my time in Tokyo, which has 30 million population, so I think there should be at least a few English-speaking ham radio operators around there.
Oh, yeah, I hear them calling CQ sometimes on various IRLP nodes or reflectors, so I've heard them, yeah, JAs and whatever the other prefix is, but mostly JA. Da-da-da-da, da-da, in Morse code. Thank you, Mrs. Robot.
Yeah, another interesting thing is I don't plan on buying anything, but there's a very nice ham radio store. I went there before, but I didn't have a license then. There's a in a very nice ham radio store in Electric Town, it's called. And it's just all ham radio. It's a very nice store. And, yeah, I didn't have my license, though, so I wasn't very interested last time I went, which was 2 years ago. But this time, I'll definitely be interested in looking around what they got there, which I'm pretty sure it's just going to be all the same radios there that we have here, because they make the radios and we buy them, so.
Oh, interesting. Speaking of electric, if you bring anything with you that needs to be plugged into the wall, do they have 117 volts AC 60 cycle or 60 hertz like we do here, or do they use something else?
Oh boy, you asked the most interesting question. Japan has the weirdest electrical system in the world. I will say it now. So they have two separate electrical grids, even though they're such a small country. There's a western grid and an eastern grid. The eastern grid, well, okay, first of all, both sides use 100 volts. Yes, that is the standard, 100 volts. Not 120, they use 100 volts. And the eastern side uses 50 hertz, and the western side uses 60 hertz. Talk about a very, very bad system.
Oh, interesting. Some things that you plug in might be sensitive to the frequency, 50 versus 60 hertz. Clocks and things like that that depend on the frequency. And as far as voltage goes, I think our official voltage here is supposed to be 117 volts. Could fluctuate up and down a bit, but definitely not as low as 100. So yeah, things could behave differently. If you plug in your shaver, watch out.
Yeah, that is something. The North American standard is officially 120, but when you measure it, it's not going to be that. It's going to be a little bit lower. But, yeah, it's. I remember I read on it before. Because they have two different frequencies on two different sides of the country, there was a time when appliances could only be used in one half of the country, so that was a big issue, but now apparently they've mostly solved it, and there's not many devices that care anymore, and they just make them compatible with both frequencies.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, if they're not frequency sensitive, I don't think things like toasters and shavers and microwave ovens, power supplies for radio equipment, I don't know if they're frequency sensitive or not. Might depend on the transformer and other factors, but yeah, interesting. Yeah, just something to keep in mind. The voltages, and then any other country too. I wonder, what does North Korea use?
Break.
Go ahead.
Yeah, with the different frequencies, the kind of the golden rule, I think, to keep in mind, the things that will be affected the most are anything with a motor. Hair dryer, electric razor, an analog style clock with hands, that sort of thing. More modern stuff is going to be, especially if it's got little power transformers on it, it's going to be far less effective. But anything with a motor is definitely going to be affected by a different frequency.
Yeah, that's probably why I heard that in the past it used to be a problem, like especially big appliances could only be used one and a half of their country, but I don't know what they did, but apparently they solved it more or less now, so it's not an issue anymore. I guess maybe they just make a motor that works on both frequencies, or maybe they just put some kind of switching supply in it, because anything with a switch to mode power supply doesn't care at all what frequency or voltage it has.
I think you probably also find that a lot of the stuff that we have, the modern stuff, solid state nowadays, would probably work on 100 volts, even though it's more used to the 117 to the 120 range.
Oh, yeah. I bring all of my devices from Canada, and every time I bought them in the past, there was absolutely no issues, because the lower voltage is actually kind of better, because if it was higher, it might be an issue, but lower, it's not an issue at all, because you're not overvolting anything, you're actually undervolting it. But most devices now have switch mode supplies which don't care at all, so it's not even something worth mentioning.
anyway, VA7XM. Have fun over there. Enjoy your trip. It's Japan's on my bucket list. I want to go there. Never been there.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. Anyway, Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform Uniform. I will be heading to bed soon.
VE 7, Uncle Johnny's Music. Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Mike. Are you still with us?
Oh, he just caught me. I was just dozing off. I'm like going to bed. I hear you, brother. How's it going?
Going good. Going good. Glad to hear you're enjoying your Mighty Machines up there, but not enjoying the radio. That's not good.
Yeah, yeah, it is a shame. But there is a local who ties in the RPT Rainbow Country Net. So on my drive in to the school, which is like 7 minutes away, I'm in Lake Country in the lakes area. And the school is just on the other side of the valley. So it's literally 7 minutes away. But as soon as I get in the car, the repeater's already linked, and I hear the morning check-ins, and it's the early, early check-ins, like, and so, yeah, that's super cool, the guy, that he connects the repeaters. Otherwise, it's super quiet. The only one repeater is always connecting. I think it's the same guy, actually, connects to, like, other networks, across Canada, you know. It's on the one repeater, but they have several repeaters.
Yeah, I heard you this morning on the Rainbow Country check-in. I didn't check in because that's my morning commute, and I'm usually on the phone starting my work from the moment I hit the roadway from the driveway with work phone calls. But in between calls, I heard you check in. Were you up there when you were checking in?
Yeah, yeah, I check in just before I get to the school there on the other side of the valley. And then, yeah, because I can't, by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock class starts, so, yeah. There's only one, Thursday the guy doesn't connect it, because I forget what he said he's doing or something. But Thursday only, and that's when I use EchoLink. But EchoLink is so frustrating because there has to be a substantial pause in between transmissions for you to get in there. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God.
So when you get in, you got to be long-winded and get everything you wanted to say off in one transmission before the alligator gets you.
Yeah, exactly. And apologize profusely for being rude and bust it in at any point where you think you can. But yeah, that's my frustration every Thursday.
Well, I'll be up there in about 2 weeks in Lake Country, overlooking the lake, and I'll have the radio in the truck. Probably bring my handheld too. Yeah, I'll bring my handheld as well, but, and give it a try. Are you still going to be up there in a couple weeks?
Oh, yeah. I'm there until the end of August. Yeah, I'll be there, man. Where are you going? I live in Lake Country.
Oh, it'll be Lake Country. A buddy of mine's got a place up there. So I'll be staying with him. And I don't know how long I'm going to be there. We're going to probably bugger off for a couple of days and then come back and eventually then head on up to Barrier, which is way up north. Well, not way up north, but quite a ways from Kelowna. No repeater connection between the two. But what repeater do you hang out on when you're in Lake Country?
HOL, MBC, but mainly HOL. What other ones? NBC is the most active, and it's the one that's always linked, but I'm always hanging out on HOL. It's the main Kelowna one.
program both of those into the radio before I head up.
Yeah, there's like Vernon, there's EGO, there's a few. Look them up, there's a few. And, I mean, they link them, I think, from Merritt all the way in. So, like, it's pretty cool. But it's so freaking quiet. Nobody